Yep, yep.
Every time, Joe, let the intro play, man. Come on. Welcome back to the number one Pokemon Go podcast, where you've missed me. You've missed me so much. Joe was off spreading misinformation last week about why I was gone, but that's okay. After I got a podcasting, Charles McFall, and I am back, and I did embrace the underscore last week. I appreciated Joe misinforming everybody. It's all right. So just so you know, it was not for my birthday that I was gone, although it did play in a little bit.
Don't let him lie to you. It was for his birthday.
Yeah, no. So I was gone on my birthday, but I was working. So coming next weekend, coming next weekend, my business partner are going to the EMS conference, and we're officially launching One EMS. And that's what I've been working on really hard for the last couple of weeks. And it's a mixture of taking the giving all the workers in my local area and the state, and then we're going to take it to the Eastern Seaboard, then nationally, and then globally is a plan, a voice. And it's taking my talents as a media creator and host and my 20-plus years in EMS to where I've built up a reputation and contacts and know what I'm talking about. And we're talking to everybody from the state level to boots on the ground. And so last week I basically did a tour of the Savannah area where we talked to a bunch of fire chiefs and different things. And the plan was to come back early Thursday and get some rest and be on the show Thursday night. I didn't get home until about 6 or so, and I was exhausted. And then Joe's like, yeah, man, he's out partying for his birthday, which actually was not entirely incorrect, because after we did the day of recordings and everything else, my business partner and I would go to dinner, and we'd eat very well and drink decently. You know, I'm not a huge drinker, and neither is he, but, you know, when in Rome, you're going to kill a lion, is all I'm saying. So, but you know what? I will return the favor, Joe. I am not a selfish co-host. You can have your birthday off all day long, not have to be on the show at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll work that with you, man. Because your birthday is soon, right? Am I breaking up? Are you breaking up? Who's breaking up here? What's going on? Things are freezing. Uh-oh. Is the internet down? Are you messing with me, Joe?
Of course I am.
Oh my God, Joe! Oh my God, you got me on that one.
I turned off my webcam. I turned off my microphone.
Oh my God. And Tambo, I know tomorrow's his birthday. That's the Joe, but Joe took my world-class joke, threw it in the trash, and just dunked on me so hard right there. That was too much, man. That was too much.
It's my birthday in certain parts of the world.
A week from yesterday, yeah, I know. That's a friend of mine used to sign off his podcast. Oh, shut up, phone. My friend used to like, hey, we'll be on next week, same bat time, same bat channel, unless you're in Australia. That's a week from tomorrow, a week from last Tuesday, or some weirdness, he said, but because how far Australia is outside of the time zones from the East Coast of the United States. Anyway, so Joe, what plans do you have? What's your birthday experience of the week that you're planning on for next week?
I think we're going to go out to eat tomorrow. It's not going to be anything big, because if you go to a nice restaurant with kids, they're just going to get chicken fingers anyway. So it's like, why bother? With younger kids. And so we're going to go, I think the plan's going to go, we're going to go to Firehouse Subs and just get some real nice subs. And
I like Firehouse Subs.
Yeah. I like they've got a brisket sub that I really like.
Yeah. Dig it. And I will say, you should always do your research on charities before you give any money to a charity. There's free sites out there that you can vet charities. I am very anti Susan B. Komen, because like 99% of the income goes to them, and like 1 or 2% goes to actual cancer research or help. But Firehouse Subs specifically, they do really, really well in their local communities supporting EMS and firefighters. So If you round up your change because you want to help out, it actually does help out.
Yeah. Well, and most of my charity goes to my church because I know that charity.
Sure.
They've got different donation categories, and the one that I specifically donate to goes to help local people in need. So 100% of it does.
Good, man. It's to me, it's not about feeling good. It's about doing good. And that's why I learned about a decade ago to just start searching who I'm supporting, how I'm doing it. Cause I'd rather, I mean, if 98% is going to go to paying your overhead, I'd rather just go buy. And we did this a number of years ago. And hey, I'm putting this out there for all of our community. You want to help out where you are in the world. This is a very efficient and cost-effective way to do it. Winter's coming. That is not a Game of Thrones plug. It's a literal, it's coming. Well, unless it's Australia, then winter's passing and spring's coming. You're okay. But my wife, we spent maybe $100 total, I think. Dollar Tree. Like the store that everything's a dollar, basically. Dollar Tree, you can go online. You have to do some planning and finagling, you know, so they'll do it in bulk for you. But she bought a ton of winter hats and gloves and socks. And I can't remember if we did blankets, but we did little tote bags to go with it and ended up making about 30 to 50 tote bags and then got with local distributors, like charity distributors, who would give it to homeless people. Because not everybody feels comfortable driving down to where the homeless live and handing them out. We did some of that ourselves, but we also made sure we got some help.
Yeah. Or you drop it off at your local homeless shelter.
Yeah, exactly. That. And it's so, yeah, put your actions where your money is and all that jazz. All right. There's all that. Now, so all that traveling I did, I didn't play any games. I mean, I didn't remember to turn on Pokemon Go, which I was in Savannah, so it'd have been all new stops and all new areas, perhaps a new biome because it's on the river, or on the coast, rather, and the river, but it's on the coast. I didn't do that. I missed days with my Marvel game. I didn't do very much of anything other than work, because I really love what I do, and when I'm talking and editing and all that stuff, so... I don't have a lot of experience of the week. I think I have a little bit. While I look it up, what do you have for your experiences of the week?
Most of the stuff I've caught this week, I've trashed, to be completely honest. But, yeah, I do have a few things here and there. Some furfrou.
I got furfrou. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I probably won't, you know... Just like the costumes that I don't care about, I probably will never use that change form button on him. There, right. I clicked on it once.
Don't go change.
Neat. Bye. so caught some furfrou, caught some of the costumed Pokemon, the Corellia with a hat, the Krogunk with a hat.
Yeah, I took the picture, which I guess I missed out on the rest of that. Was that in the today in the researches? Was it? Is that where you had to take the picture? I had to take like a live picture of a Blitzel or somebody.
Yeah,
in the
wild. That was last week. Yeah.
Yeah, I did like one section of it. I was like,
Which reminds me, I forgot to keep a Blitzel with the costume. Oh well.
Oh no, Joe. Whatever.
I'm so brokenhearted.
Yeah, the task force is going to get you, man. The task force is coming.
Task force underscore.
Dun, dun, dun.
This week's been a bit of a week. Even before today, which today was hectic. I was telling Charles before the show started that my son he fractured his arm today. So, you know, fun times. Catch a cast.
Okay, but he's not telling you the rest of the story. Was he caught a furfrou. He's so proud he went to high-five his dad. His dad is so disappointed in him, he just high-fived him into the ground and fractured his arm.
I'm like, how dare you get so excited about this useless Pokemon?
It's a useless Pokemon, son. Learn the hard way. It's a high-five, though. He didn't hit his kid. It's a high-five. It was an accident. It was a thing. So, no, actually, what did happen? What did happen with him? Now that made everybody sound like you're an abuser, let's clear up the story.
He was running too fast and slipped and ran into a wall and fractured it when he braced himself against the...
Yeah, that's easy to do, especially when you're a kid.
Yeah, it's not a bad fracture. Like I say, cast. He doesn't even have a cast. He has a splint. So it's not a bad fracture. But you know, fractures
hairline maybe
in general aren't
hairline
fun.
Fracture.
Huh?
Never mind. I was getting off into EMT world. Don't worry about it. That's not what we call the talk about.
It's a humorous fracture.
Hey, he doesn't find it funny at all. So, all right, let's see what we got. Oh, I was looking at photos. I think I got more than a fur fry. Not much more, but I'm pretty sure I took a photo. I was like, man, I went to an art gala last Saturday night. And saw some interesting art, bought a piece, not the original, which would have been pretty baller, but I can't afford the originals. Hey, speaking of baller, our buddy Dennis Robinson funded his Kickstarter, and there's still 2 days to go if you want to get in and get the stretch goals. He's trying to reach $8,500 now, and he's about a little over $7,500. So
did you donate that $1,000 you were wanting to
donate? I didn't get to the $1,000, man. I couldn't.
You still could.
I couldn't quite make. I can't quite justify it. How about that? I can't quite justify the $1,000. I can't find my picture of the Pokemon I took either, which I know. Oh, there it is. Meowstic. I got Meowstic. Was my experience in the last 2 weeks I've been out. That one I didn't even know about. I was like, woo, look at that. But no, I could not. Let's just say I worked out a deal.
You couldn't convince your wife?
No, I couldn't even build up the courage to ask my wife. I was like, no, because I know she's just going to punch me in the face. Rightfully
that,
so.
I could imagine her doing that, actually. Yeah. Like, yeah. Legit.
Right. So, no, I did not bring that topic up. But I did donate quite generously and support it, and I told him, hey, look, can I trade these sets of rewards that I don't really care about for a hockey jersey? Cause that's really what I want. And, I think he's going to work that out for me. I think I'm getting my hockey jersey. So, you know, but yeah, Charles almost got punched in the face with a hockey jersey. That's actually kind of apropos to hockey, but all right. Let's see. So, yeah, so you get about disappointing Terry is disappointing us again with all his shinies.
Shiny Butterfree, shiny Zigzagoon, a shiny Sneasel with an outfit.
Yeah, that's kind of, I will say that, okay, that's cool with the glasses and the hat and the shiny. I get, I like that one.
You're like, it's right. Not Shadow, it's not worth it, trash. and then Kittens and High Fives with a shiny Acurlia, with the hat, and then a shiny Krogunk with the hat as well. Thompson 309 with a shiny Blitzel with the collar. So I gotta say that collar is, I think, my least favorite costume so far that they have done. And the bar was already pretty low. Disappointing Terry coming in with a 100%, I think that's a level 1 Butterfree, CP25.
Yeah, 100%
IV, CP25. And then a shiny Shadow Seedot and a shiny Spearow. And then a... These are all, man, Terry is, he had quite a week. Shiny Sneasel with the hat. Then we've got Coach Kev here with, he labeled these all fashion because they've all got hats on them. So we've got, and they're all shiny. We've got Krogunk, Sneasel, Curlia, Blitzel, Butterfree, Smoochum, and Shinx.
Old Yeller, Shinx, as I like to call him.
Old Yeller. And then showing off the
Old shinies. Yeller wasn't shy. He was just sent to the professor for candies.
Oh, my.
Spoilers, kids.
And then showing off the shiny Lake Twins. Coach Kev has Mesprit, Uxie, and Azelf shinies. As well as,
let me see if I got
some hundos.
Somebody invited me to Mesprit, maybe, but I didn't get. I missed a few invites, but I did not. The ones I did catch, I don't remember getting the. I think it was a Uxie that I wasn't invited to. But that's okay. I mean, I may have been invited and missed it. That might have been on me. But what else is going on here with... I can't even tell you.
Some hundos. So Butterfree, three fur frows that are changed into the three different forms. And then a shiny Sneasel.
Which, to be fair and unfair at the same time, it looks like he has multiple shiny fur frows because they change the color and everything when you you swap them over.
And then a 100% Samurott.
That
shiny Samurott.
So awesome.
Yep.
Hey, this that's one of those Pokemon who's like, I called you, Samurott. I was like, no, I'm out. God did not make that creature. I can't. That's an abomination. I can't do it.
And then duly noted with the pink Burmy and its evolution, which he has named Atom Moth. And then a shiny Pikachu. And then Kittens and High Fives from Raid Hours. That was on Tuesday. Got 150,000 Stardust during Spotlight Hour. And ended up with four Alolan Meow, a shiny Alolan Meows, and in a shiny Krogunk with a hat. Kittens and High Fives with a shiny Mesprit.
Nice. Says he's
only missing the Azelf now. Hallowed Robin.
Got a ton of Azelf.
Yeah. Hallowed Robin with a bunch of shinies. I don't know if they're all new, but Roggenarola, two Alolan Meowth, Krogunk, Kirlia, Skitty, and Glammeow. So
the shiny rates seem to have been increased significantly. Because this is more people that are not the hardcores reporting a bunch of shinies versus like Hallowed Robin usually has a couple, more than one. I think Coach Kev has two or three usually. And this seems to be more of the reports this week are more people with multiple shinies.
See, and if this past community day felt like it had increased rates as well to me. So, and then we've got our good friend Copperwood Servo, the original fraud.
The OF. Nope. That's not
what I'm going to say. You can do whatever you want. Anyway, so he says that Alolan Meowths are basically to him like Pikachu with a hat is to you.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you.
Yep. But ended up with quite a few Alolan Meowths on Tuesday on the catch hour while he was at the Chicago White Sox stadium. So many cats at the stadium.
You know, Barry and I have, for whatever reason, shared our find your phone locations with each other. And which I don't mind. I mean, we interact in the world at different times, so maybe we need it. But anytime that I see the Sox are playing, I'll hit the find my phone and look and see. And see, every once in a while, you'll like see them driving out of the parking lot or something. Oh, game's over. You know, I stalk you every once in a while, Barry. It's my form of entertainment. Just consider it fair game since you stalk me every week, but that's okay. obviously that's a weird thing.
What's a little friendly stalking between friends?
But it is. It's only when the game is when they're playing in town. I look and say, is Barry at the game? It's like, no, he's in Tokyo this week or whatever. Like, poor Barry. Having the suffering.
I have a friend that's how she met her husband, was stalking him.
I don't even know how to even. What's the next? Finally, Mr. Tamarine hit 44.
No, so it, in her defense, let me just real quick, real brief tangent. They had just met each other, and they were at a mutual friend's party. I don't know how the conversation of came up of stalking, but he had voiced that he had never had a stalker. And she had voiced that she had never stalked anybody.
Oh my God, this is not
And good. so it was kind of a mutually agreed upon stalking.
Okay.
and so she got his class schedule. It was in college, and she took a couple of pictures of him leaving his classes and sent them to him, and then they started dating.
That's funny. That's a story. It all depends on how it plays out, right? That's a story that could have gone horribly wrong, but turned into this cute how'd you meet each other story. And I get you.
Yep. But then Barry says that no meows were harmed during Spotlight Week. However, they were trapped, neutered, and returned.
Oh my god.
And then Mr. Tambourine hit level 44. Pretty awesome stuff there. Mr. Tambourine is here with us tonight. And then Nolte coming in with a bunch of new shinies. So two Uxies, a Mesprit, five Alolan Meowths, and a Krogunk. And then I kept trying to hit the X on the screenshot. Like, yeah. That's not working. I do that all the time when we're doing this. Yeah. Then and he actually turned that in just before we started the show tonight.
Well, congrats. So. There's one more experience of the week that didn't make our list there. And that's Kittens and Knives wrote me last week. Says, heard it was your birthday this week on the cast. Very happy birthday, Charles. You guys always make me feel better. You guys always make my week better. Mine's coming up on Monday, and man, I feel old. I'll just skip what he said there just in case he wanted me to. I just wanted to take the time to let you know you're appreciated, how much we love you guys. Hope you have a wonderful year to come. Be well, homie. Thanks, and happy birthday, Kittens and Knives.
Happy birthday indeed. My my in-laws, they sing a Viking version of Happy Birthday. I don't know if you've ever heard it. But it talks about sadness in the air and people dying everywhere. But happy birthday.
That's the birthday. I love it so much. But you survived, I guess. Good luck. oh, my goodness. That's funny. So, all right. Do we have a topic of discussion for this week?
I didn't do one last week.
That's fair. I did hit Joe up very last minute and say, hey, man, that was not the plan. To leave as late as I did. It was not the plan for me to miss. I do apologize. It's last minute. So whatever Joe had to do last week to make the show work, was good on you, Joe.
Yeah, it's weird running the show by yourself. And School of Rock Eddie was in chat a lot last week, commenting and whatnot. And,
good.
Commenting about how, it's weird running solo.
You know what? Because we honestly, my life has smoothed out. I know there's a patch in the spring of this year where it was very up and down where I was going to be in the world at the time when showtime came and all that stuff. We're running the ambulance company, but things have smoothed out. But every once in a while, you still don't know when I may or may not be here. Joe, too. Every once in a while, Joe has called me and said, hey, man, my legs are really, really bad off and I'm not feeling great and we'll see what happens. And we don't know. So my point is with all that, help us out. Jump on that SpeakPipe, right? PokemonGoPodcast.com. And the SpeakPipe tab is right there on the side. And just click it. Just throw some comments out. Just talk about your experience of the week. Just do something, right? Be a part of the show. Come play with us. Come talk about how your kid broke their arm or what you did for your birthday. Because I don't think we're ever going to really transition this show away from Pokemon Go unless the game just somehow goes away, right? But as you can tell, we especially with the feelings we had with the way Niantic responded to stuff, and we're going to talk. I think Joe's at least teased me that we're going to talk more about this task force this week, which is still an irritant to me.
I don't know. When Pokemon Sleep comes out, we might just have to transition to talking about Pokemon.
You know.
I couldn't even get through.
Yeah, it might be. But we talk more about our lives and have fun because this is our time. This is for me and Joe to catch up with each other. You can always tell when I've been gone, I'm way more hyped up when I come back because it's been 2 weeks. And it's not because I played the game. I did play it some, but it really is to be here with everybody. So come be a part. Come share your voice with us. Come hang out. And so when those random nights come, when one of us isn't here, you're the co-host. And Weird Tigger says, today is actually my birthday. But you know what? You didn't pay us bits. So I don't
happy
know why
birthday.
I that no, 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 no.
I'm doing it's it. Your,
no, ready, no. Ready. Yeah, happy birthday. We'll do it.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. There is sadness in the air. people dying everywhere, but happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh my god, the butt. Yeah, no, I can't say the words I want to say, but hey, no selfish person. No, everybody's dying and sad, but you know what? But happy birthday anyway.
That's the mild verse. I've looked up some of the other verses that we don't sing, and they go very dark.
Oh, that's I might have to look that up, and I want to look it up. You know me, I get distracted easily, but yeah. Hey, speaking of being distracted, I took an online ADHD test, and I scored high. I don't think you're supposed to. So there's that. Weird Al does a birthday song that is just as dreadful, Tigger says, and they love it. Cool. All right. So, yeah, be a part of the show. Hang out in chat. Send us your voice. Email us. Actually, I don't think I checked email. I'll check that here in a minute. But, Joe, I'll put in the break if you want to hit the commercial button there live, and then we'll be back with all of the headlines.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Now, had I really been a good producer and show host, I would have quickly looked up the Weird Al birthday song and played it. And I didn't think about that until I was hitting the button to play Viridian City there. If I'm not mistaken, Joe, that is actually one of your favorite songs that we play coming out of a break, isn't it?
I do like that one. Yeah. Yeah,
I do too. The way it's structured and written, the words are like, yeah, because it's Pokemon. It's like, if you love Pokemon, it's fine. Otherwise, you're like just singing along, I guess. But it's really well done. And then that guy's cover, Jonathan something, or I can't remember his last name right now, it covers it really well. So, all right, let's see. Is there any particular order you want to go in, Joe?
Nope.
Awesome.
Which one do you find the most interesting?
Well, the one I'm going to go off on a little bit is, guess what? If it wasn't bad enough that you can't get shinies very much in the game and it's hard to catch everything, and they're literally, this game is the crack of all games for kids because you can never actually catch them all. Now you can't catch the eBay cookies either, Oreo cookies on eBay. Lord Jesus, I never thought I'd be covering a story like this. What do we
got? And I'm going to state this right now before we get into it. Please don't buy Oreos off of eBay.
I agree.
But yeah, no, there's people. I haven't looked to see if any of these are actually selling, and I highly, highly doubt.
I'm going right now,
look. Any of these are selling. But apparently people are listing them. So, let me back up just a moment. Oreo put out Pokemon cookies. Oh, School of Rock Eddie says they are selling. Well, I guess I shouldn't have eaten
the one that I got the other day. Buy stupid things. And it's like, how much? I'm just reading the first line of the thing. How much do you pay for Oreo cookies? Some answer would be thousands of dollars. It's a one hard to find cookie. It ain't that hard to find. And you actually are more likely to find a Mew cookie than you are to find a shiny anything in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, so Oreo put out Pokemon cookies. They've got, I think, 16 different Pokemon on them. School of Rock Eddie, said they're not hard to find, but apparently they are selling on eBay. Some of them have sold for as much as $1,000, according to Rock Eddie. People are listing them for as much as $10,000, which, please do not.
Yeah, don't go for it. No, go
just
for it.
Just don't do it. I've seen, apparently School of Rock Eddie says that they ran out the first week. When I was at Walmart the other day here, they still had some, so.
$2,000.
Maybe I should go buy some and toss them on eBay.
Of Oreo cookies or best offer, it says. Most of this is buy it now. There's a single Oreo Mew, which I said this before the show, we'll say it again. One of the worst cookie molds I've ever seen in my history of cookies. And I'm 40 years old. I had to think about, hold on now. And I have grown up with, they started doing cookie molds, right? Where you could have the Mario on there. And well, I don't know why I said the Mario. That was
the Mario.
The Mario.
Like,
you know, and the Zeldas. And there's been some really, really, I remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles specifically did like a cookie mold. And when mold by, that's how they pressed the Oreo down to make the shapes, right? That's what I'm talking about.
So that artwork is based off of the card, just FYI. That quote unquote, the mold is based off of that. And I like how you said the Mario. Now chat's talking about Chris Pratt Mario. For those that didn't know, Nintendo did announce a Mario movie, and Chris Pratt's going to be Mario. Anyway. Of course you are. Sorry, not the cookies, but this is the cards. Stop selling sports cards, stop selling Pokemon cards, stop selling everything. Because this past year, collectible cards just skyrocketed for a multitude of reasons, but just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, well, I think it was things are getting harder to get nowadays, just in general. Now,
yeah, we've already eaten. She ate one, and I'm not sure if I've had one or not, but she definitely ate one.
So, what it tastes like, Joe?
An Oreo.
Exactly.
And I don't understand why people care.
And now I'm seeing, maybe at first stuff was selling really well, but I'm seeing like zero bids. Most of it is best offer. Some of it's like a whole pack of the cookies unopened for $10 plus $10 shipping. There's one they listed the pack for $8.10 with zero bids or $57. Buy it now. $25,000 or best offer for a picture of the Mew Oreo.
For a picture of the Mew. So School of Rock Eddie said that it was only selling the first week, that it's not anymore. And I saw that happening you see that happening with all kinds of stuff. People panic by the first week. Oh, I won't be able to find it, blah, blah, blah. So
I don't really like Oreos all that much anyway. So it is what it is.
I might even have a Mew upstairs. We've still got some Pokemon Oreos upstairs. I wasn't even the one that initiated the purchase of those. My wife saw them and just thought, oh, the kids will like these. These are Pokemon themed.
No, and that's great. I mean, she's right, wasn't she?
Yep. Well, it's not like they even had like cards in them or anything. Like at least with the Pokemon cereal that they did last year, they had cards in them, and people were buying them left and right.
Yeah, I got some pack of Pokemon cards. I remember putting out to our community going, should I open these? Should I save them? I mean, I don't really know much about collectibles. And everybody's like, yeah, probably won't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I still saved them.
I don't plan on buying them to resell. I just
McDonald's did them recently. Stuff. That's where it came from.
Yeah. I just buy them to have them. Like a few months ago, I bought a Growlithe card because Growlithe is my favorite, and I wanted it, and it was cheap. It was like $1 for a.
And that it means something to you, and that's fair.
Yeah, and so I'm not going out of my way to spend a ton of money on it.
What'd you think of that neck gator I sent you a picture of?
The neck gator? What?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it then. The neck gator is the ones that sit around your neck and you pull up over your face. And it was a growl.
No. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was cool.
Yeah. I thought that looked pretty cool. So I don't know, Joe. I might in about 2 years send you a 3D print of a really cool Growlithe. just hold your breath. It'll get here. It'll get there.
Or I'll just stop by your house and take the 3D printer and make my own.
Yeah. You know what? Bring an insulated cup of 7-Eleven Slurpee and we'll trade. It'll be a fair trade. I'll give you the printer.
So I know we talked about it a few months ago, but I never actually said this on the air. The 7-Eleven here is still being built. I thought it was already built, but it is not.
Okay.
If I check Google, it shows the location of it, but it's not there yet. So Now the Dunkin' Donuts that's in the same parking lot, it's there.
I've tried, and there's a bling going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you?
I keep getting error warning that my hard drive is filling up, even though it's not. So I'm very frantically, quickly uninstalling some stuff that I don't need so that the recording will keep going. So I do apologize for the bling bling. Even though
one of your kids got hacked playing Roblox.
That's actually, oddly enough, a possibility, which sucks. Roblox is a great, clean community.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it says I have 285 gigs of space.
Which nooks of Roblox you're looking about? Anyway, we have some events coming up here in October. Like Niantic does the week before the end of the month, they'll post what the upcoming month's events are. And of course, the end of the month, I haven't even looked at this in detail yet, but they almost always say, surprise is coming. Nope, they don't. They actually announce all of it this time.
Hold that thought for a second. Record. Okay. So I freed up a decent amount of space, but I kept getting the error popped up. There's a critical write error. You're going to lose all your data. So I stopped the recording real quick and then restarted it. And hopefully that should be good. All right. So they actually didn't just tease the announcement. They actually announced that they were going to announce
something. They actually announced the announcement. Yes, that is correct. So are they calling it Spooktober again? They a lot of times they call it Spooktober.
Well, and also they're going to reuse assets, right? They've already made a ton of assets for the game that say Spooktober.
Yeah. So we've got coming to raids starting tomorrow, my birthday, will be Genesect holding a Douse drive. So for those that are unfamiliar with Genesect's different forms, he does have a few different forms. So there's normal Genesect, which we've had. Then there's the shock drive, burn drive, chill drive, and Douse drive. And so we're getting the Douse drive version coming to raids, and it'll be here until the 12th of October. Altered form Giratina will be appearing in 5-star raids after that, so the 12th until the 22nd. And then Darkrai that knows Sludge Bomb, so that's a poison move. I kind of wonder how good that'll be. Poison moves in general don't have the best type matchups. But anyway, Darkrai with Sludge Bomb will be here from Friday, October 22nd until November 5th. And you could get a shiny one of the Altered Form and the Darkrai, but not of Genesect.
So, okay.
And then popping up in raids, there will be Mega Gengar and Mega Absol. I don't think the Mega Gengar one surprises anybody. The only part that surprises me is that Mega Gengar is not here on Halloween. He's here the 1st to the 22nd. And then Mega Absol takes over from the 22nd to the 5th. I kind of think they should flip that, but, you know, it is what it is. And then raid hour. So on the 6th, it's going to be Genesect. On the 13th and the 20th, it'll be Altered Form Giratina. And on the 27th, it will be Darkrai. And then the Pokemon Spotlight hours, the 5th will be Drifloon. No surprise there. The 12th will be Ghastly, the 19th will be Gothita, and the 26th will be Murkrow. I'm kind of surprised that they put Murkrow as the one just before Halloween. Like, it fits the theme, but yeah. I don't know. Out of the quote-unquote scary Pokemon, I would have preferred something like Yamask or something like that. But, you know, Murkrow's fine. It's fine. And then we've got Duskull Community Day on the 9th, Saturday the 9th. Dusk Noir can learn Shadow Ball. We talked briefly about that when it was first announced. Again, a lot of people are like, eh. Because I'm kind of surprised that none of this has Litwick at all. because Litwick.
Yes. Okay.
Chandelure is meta relevant and is relatively popular with the community, and so I'm kind of surprised that Chandelure via Litwick is not in any of this month. But, you know, it is what it is. And then we've got the movie tie-in. I talked about that last week while you were gone. There is a new movie coming to Netflix on October 8th called Pokemon the Movie Secrets of the Jungle. And that will be when Zarude's special research will be made available as well. And then Niantic's birthday, apparently, is on October 6th. I didn't realize that. Have they even mentioned it in the past, or is this the first time they're ever mentioning their own birthday? But anyway,
this is first time, I think.
Yeah, if you log in on October 6th, apparently there will be a free box if you log in sometime between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. local time. And then Pokemon Go Halloween returns. So the 15th to the 31st, costumed Pokemon.
Let's go Halloween.
Will be returning.
Let's go Halloween.
So let's see, 15th to the 21st. That overlaps with Mega Gengar. So I wonder if we're going to see Gengar in his Halloween costume. That would not surprise me. And then are we going to get Spiritomb again like we have the past several Halloweens as part of the special research that's going to be for Halloween? We'll see. Here's what I hope. I hope Spiritomb is there, but it's not the final Pokemon that we get. So that we can get another one, build up candy, or for people who were not here the previous seven times they had the opportunity. I mean, not really seven, but the previous bunch of times you had the opportunity, then they can at least get it for their first try. But yeah. So that is
the Are you jits. Excited about it at all? There's a no.
No. I can't. I was trying to think of something that I would be happy about. I mean, Yamask is appearing in. So I mentioned Yamask earlier. Yamask will be in the breakthrough encounters, but that's four. Okay, we get four in our research boxes. Yeah.
It's all right. I mean,
Zarude. I'm excited for Zarude, but he is next to nothing when it comes to Halloween. He's not Halloween themed. It's just a tie-in with the movie.
I was looking for something else. So I met you. If you read this, I do apologize if I'm restating it. But School of Rock Eddie says, finally a reason to do raids again. I've only done about 3 to 4 raids in the past 3 months. And if you know anything, you know that Rock Eddie was very much a mega raider, in my opinion. Like that was his thing, like Terry does. They go out and they'd raid and they'd play. And he's just kind of gotten burned down on it. So that last Aruda or whatever that last character was, Billy Zapka, whatever. School Rocky says he has bad moves, so he's bad in PvP as well.
Who has bad moves? Are you talking about Zarude?
I assumed Zarude because that was the last name you said before he typed that in.
That would stink. Because last week I talked about how I had talked about how stats wise he could have been the best grass type. For PvP and PvE.
Kind of like no one ever was.
But if his moveset is bad, that not cool, Niantic. You suck. Niantic.
You no good. That always begs the question, who controls how the stats are done in the game? Is it Niantic or is it Nintendo? Or the Pokemon Company?
I think Niantic has a fair bit of leeway when it comes to the stats or the move pool, because I think all they do is they use the move pools that are available in the main series games. And so I think as far as leeway goes, they pick and choose what moves they could know in the main series games and determine what they're going to get. That makes me sad. So I was excited for him. Now I guess he's just one to catch.
Yeah.
It's crazy how the move pool really does make a huge impact on a Pokemon. So.
Yep. I mean, you and I will try to catch him. You know.
Oh well, we will catch him, and you'll catch him. You know, in like a year.
Yeah.
Because it's a special research, so it'll never go away.
I actually, you know what? I got caught up very recently on most of my specials. I have Finding Your Voice, 1 of 6, which is the newest one. Misunderstood Mischief, 5 out of 16, and that's it. I've actually completed everything else that I've started now.
So what you're telling me is that you need to build up more to work on, and so that's why you're just gonna let it sit there.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna let it sit there. Sure, we'll go with that.
Oh man,
oops, hit the wrong button. So All right. So we get that Spooktober. What about this Team Go Rocket Leaders research update?
Yes. So the Silph Road, for those that don't remember back in the day, the Silph Road was originally set up as a, well, I guess when the game launched, it pivoted to being about research in the game. When it was originally set up, it was going to be to facilitate trades across the world, being able to move stuff across the world. But then we found out, well, when the game first came out, trades weren't even available. But now, even when trades are available, Pokemon can only be traded once. So you can't exactly facilitate trades around the world.
Yeah.
How cool would that be, though, if you could trade multiple times and you could be like, okay, this Pokemon went from California to Atlanta to New York to Paris. It'd be interesting if you could track trades around the world. Anyway, I go off on a tangent. So they did some research on the Team Go Rocket Leaders, the Silph Road did, and specifically with a focus on shiny rates as one of the things that they were tracking for the shadow Pokemon that you got from leaders. So defeating the leaders appears to give you a 1 in 64 chance of it being a shiny shadow Pokemon. And then they also did some research on the items dropped. But, I don't know, the items dropped are like meh to me. It's hyper potions, max potions, revives, max revives. And oh, why am I blanking on which? Is that the Sinnoh Stone? The Unova Stone. Drops
you know it. Bad. No.
And that's the main thing. They do provide breakdowns on which Pokemon you could capture based on who you're fighting, how frequently they pop up, and things like that. They provide their raw data down at the bottom, but in general, I think the biggest takeaway from this is that it's roughly a 1 in 64 chance that when you're fighting a Team Go Rocket leader, that they will have a shiny shadow Pokemon. Now, this could change starting tomorrow because Jesse and James will be back. Now, granted, they are not Team Go Rocket leaders, but whenever they make a change to the algorithms, we don't know what all happens in the background. So these numbers could be obsolete. Although in the past, they do state there was no difference in the shiny rate between shadow Pokemon rescued from Jesse and James and those rescued from Team Go Rocket leaders as far as the shiny rate goes. So there's that.
As you see by my lack of jokes, I don't care. So
yeah, well, and Mr. Tambourine says that hasn't been his experience. He's battled over 1,000 Team Rocket members. Now, Team Rocket members or Team Rocket leaders? Because we're specifically talking about leaders. Mr. Tambourine says that he has one shiny shadow Pokemon.
Is there a medal that shows you how many leaders you fought?
I'm not sure. I mostly ignore the leaders. Mr. Tambourine says he's fought Team Rocket leaders 278 times.
How do you find that out? Because that's a very specific number, so I know it's listed somewhere.
Yeah, it must be listed on your profile on...
Yeah, there's so many symbols. I don't even know which one. There's a Rocket members. I've done 178 members. Would leaders be next to it? Nope. Kalos is next to it. And cameraman is next to it. So, yeah, I don't know which one's the Rocket leader. I'm sure there's a Rocket leader badge because they get badges for everything. Oh, there it is. I think that's it. Yeah. Defeat the boss 5 times. That's Giovanni. So I've fought Giovanni 3 times. But I don't know how to separate the leaders. Anyway, that all being said, we're all in agreement. It's not super exciting. You know what is exciting, Joe?
Mountain Dew.
No kidding. It's more exciting than what I'm about to tell you. I am at 5,979,207 experience points out of 6 million to go to level 41.
Out of 6 billion?
6 billion.
Oh.
All right. So
I'm closer to level 44 than I thought I was. I need another 1.2 million, a little over. Anyway.
We have a speak pipe to play, and then there's some time to do some things.
Well, we still have one more source as well.
Oh, did I skip one?
You sure did.
We went out of order. So, okay, which one did I skip?
The Douse Drive.
Oh. Okay, because I heard you talking about Genesect and holding the Douse Drive. I didn't realize you didn't cover. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so we've got a raid counter guide here for us since Genesect with the Douse Drive will be available from the 1st to the 12th. Basically, it's a steel bug type, so you want to use fire.
This artwork's pretty cool, too.
Down to. Yeah, so this isn't the Florca Cows. This is I don't know who did this artwork.
It's kind of minimalistic. It's really neat.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, you just want to burn them. Burn the bug. And then burn the rest of the house down. So we've got Reshiram, I believe that is. I always get confused which one.
Oh, Black Betty,
Reshiram. The black one versus the white one. Reshiram is the white one. Yeah, so Reshiram. And then we've got Chandelure, Darumaka, and...
Heatran.
Yep. There you go. Those are the top counters up at the top. And then basically just burn it. Burn it down. Throw fire at it. And make it wish it had never been born.
Blast burn, overheat, flamethrower. Those are the ones that are really what they're saying you should have.
Yes.
But yeah, as Joe and I have anecdotally, scientifically discovered, if you just take in the suggested Pokemon and with 4 or 5 plus people at level 40 or whatever, you're gonna be fine. It doesn't matter. I do like Genesect. I have a shiny. That was one of the first shiny whatever mythicals. These are considered. They're not legendaries, but the hard to get
mythicals.
Ones. Mythicals. Well, he was one of the first shiny mythicals I earned. Nobody traded it to me. I actually caught one. I was very excited about that. Cause he looks cool. And you know, I'm a big boy. I did it on my own. I love that. The first comment, how did Genesect fire? The end. Kill it with fire. It's a bug. You kill it with fire.
And breaking news.
Oh no, what do we got?
My son has scored his first point ever in baseball.
Yeah.
And now back to Pokemon Go.
Good job, random kid. He learned from you breaking his brother's arm that I better do good or daddy's no. Why? No, those are bad jokes. Bad jokes. Moving on.
I swear I'm a good dad.
He is. No, Josh, he really is. We have a speak pipe and I've got it right here.
Yes. And this person, I love your salad.
Caesar said it in.
Hey guys, it's Caesar again. Just wanted to make a correction. With the Ditto, they did announce that if it's a shiny Pokemon, so for example, if it's a shiny Drowsy, it will not turn into a Ditto. But if it's a Pokemon that is not shiny, then it can turn into a Ditto, and it can also be shiny.
Okay, so you don't lose the shiny in front of you.
They may have announced that, but that is not what is happening. I saw reports even today of people, actually, your exact example, a shiny Drowsy turned into a shiny Ditto. Mm. So,
well, so the theory is it's not supposed to, because they announced that it wouldn't do it. But as we know, Niantic doesn't always get it right on the head.
Niantic's not always right in the head. What?
Yeah, no, that is you nailed it, Joe. That is exactly what I was saying, without a doubt. Hey, I got this to play too. And Caesar, thank you for lending your voice to ours and being part of the show. We very much appreciate that.
Oh, hey there, my name's Tom, and I have a question for the King of the Frauds. Hey, Joe, what time is it? You fraud.
It is time for random trivia. And this week I am going to talk about Genesect, since Genesect will be coming back to raids here in 24 hours, tomorrow. So Genesect is the Paleozoic Pokemon. He is a... have you seen the Genesect movie?
Nope.
Charles? Okay.
No, I probably should, honestly.
Spoiler alerts for those that have not seen it. Genesect was around ages and ages ago. It gets uncovered, and he's back and trying to fulfill its mission. Genesect is super old. He's back, but he's not a fossil Pokemon because he didn't die, per se, and then be brought back to life. Genesect, like I mentioned earlier, has the five different forms: normal, shock drive, burn drive, chill drive, and douse drive. And we are getting the douse drive.
Does that make it water, basically? Because douse, right? You douse things with water. Kind of.
No. So he's still...
He's still bug type or whatever, but he's not... So what is he... What's the point of the drives?
The point of the drives. So, okay.
We broke Joe. Sorry.
He has a move called Techno Blast. And if you look at the Pokemon, he has kind of like a cannon on top of him.
Okay.
The drive determines what type of move Techno Blast is. So basically what the cannon is shooting. So his normal version, just normal Genesect, is a normal type move. So the Douse Drive, it changes that move to water type. So it's kind of water type, but the Pokemon itself, his type does not change. And then the Shock Drive is it changes it to an electric type move. The Burn Drive changes it to a fire type move, and the Chill Drive changes it to an ice type move. And you can actually see on the artwork, or on its model itself, there's a little doodad on the cannon that changes color based on which drive is installed.
Okay.
Its Pokedex entry says that over 3 million years ago, it was feared as the strongest of hunters. It has been modified by Team Plasma.
More than Team Rocket, or?
In the main series games, there's a bunch of different teams that you encounter. Team Rocket is the one that pops up most frequently, but not all of the games have Team Rocket. So in the Black and White games, there was Team Plasma. Or in the Ruby and Sapphire games, there's Team Magma and Team Aqua. There's a bunch of different teams. And so in those games, Team Plasma was the bad guys. And they modified Genesect and put the cannon on Genesect. But yeah, they upgraded the cannon on its back.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. And its shiny form, which again, the form that we're getting, the Douse drive, we cannot get the shiny form yet, which I think is dumb because we can already get the shiny form of him. How hard is it to just change the color right on the one? So I don't get why they're not giving it to us. But anyway, yeah. So it's normally purple. Its shiny form is red. And Genesect is the only bug type mythical Pokemon. And it is tied for the highest base stat total of all bug type Pokemon. But all of the Pokemon that it ties with are Megas. So Mega Pinsir, Mega Scizor, and Mega Heracross. And yeah, it's a lot of people almost look at it as a foil to Mewtwo because both of them were created by, or both of them were legendary Pokemon that a villainous team captured and modified. So in the, it's been a while since we've had him pop up, but there's the armored Mewtwo.
Yes.
Team Rocket is the one that put the armor on Mewtwo. So, but with Genesect, it was Team Plasma that put the cannon on it. And then Genesect, it's the Paleozoic Pokemon because in the actual world, in the Paleozoic era, there were supposed to have been large insects, giant insects. So it's a giant cockroach with a cannon. And then Genesect, the name is a combination of gene or genetics and insect. And yeah.
That makes sense.
Good old Genesect.
Good old Genesect. So, all right. Well, that's be that this week. I'm looking forward to the new raids. And Joe, I'm sure we'll be seeing each other in the digital world to do some of those together.
Digimon.
If you, different digital world. If you want to join what we do here, share your voice with us, show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. Again, you go to PokemonGoPodcast.com on the right hand side of the screen, is a tab, and it has a speak pipe. Leave your voice like Caesar did and like our good friend Cheeky. I know Cheeky at some point will come back around and we'll have him again. That'll be fun. Reddit is r/PokemonGoPodcast, where the headlines go up through the week. Do we want to do a discussion for next week, Joe? I do. The discussion I want everybody to call in about and write in about is your birthday experiences for Joe this week. Wish him a happy birthday and talk about how much fun you had catching things or whatever you want to do. So, yeah. But do you have a different topic you actually want to discuss?
I was going to ask what people's favorite mythical Pokemon is and why.
Dave, what's your favorite mythical Pokemon and why? But if you don't say happy birthday, Joe, at least somewhere in that post, we're not reading it. Facebook is at Pokemon Go. Well, it's not at on Facebook, is it? It's Pokemon Go Podcast on Facebook. Twitter's at Pokemon Go Pod. And you can join us every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern here on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast and join the likes of Academy Impossible, Droop Dog from the Helicarrier, that's me, MetaViews, Mr. Tambourine 19, School of Rock Yeti, Shy Puff, Squish to the Twitch, Squishy Twitchy, the lover of Pokemon and jumped in last minute, welcome, and Weird Tigger 27, all here tonight. So come on in, help name the show, play with us, lend your voice to what we do. Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me on Twitter at Joseph_Ard. Where can they find you, Charles?
All along the internet is Rock Out of Podcasting, and Charles McFall is Google. You can Google me. go look at oneems.com. It's very much a baby site. We're just getting going. Most of the new content is going to go up this week. And then we got the conference we're launching at. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of different interviews. It is about EMS, yeah. But really, I want to do what I do everywhere. I'm going to entertain and make it about life as well. So if you know somebody who's an EMT, a paramedic, a firefighter, they work in the public safety sector, turn them on to oneems. And that's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. And the podcast, I've got the first episode of the podcast out there. It's an interview. And lots of more good stuff coming this year. So that is that. And tune in next week to hear the birthday boy say.
I'm older.